This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Professor Hallock's Guide to Skin in association with the British Skin Foundation.
Hi there! Just rolling out some more sensational skin to have a look at a skin condition called psoriasis. It's not as common as eczema. I said eczema, not eczmus. How many times? But it has a few things in common. Both psoriasis and eczema tend to run in families. Neither are contagious. Both result in sore and flaky skin. Both can be made worse when you're ill, like after a sore throat, or when you're all stressed out and under pressure. Ah, lovely. That'll be my tea ready. Ooh, that hits the spot. Anyway, psoriasis. It doesn't matter if you're a girl or a boy, young or old, hairy or bald. Psoriasis is just one of those things anyone can get. 2 people in every 100 have it. So in your year at school, there may be 1 or 2 kids who have psoriasis. Maybe you have it yourself. If you've got it, you'll probably be especially interested in finding out more. So let's take a closer look under the MagniPatch. Oh yes, psoriasis makes a very strange landscape. Psoriasis lives up to its name and looks very, well, sore. Some patches of skin look white and crusty, like big white mountains. But over here, it's more red and raw looking. You can get it all over your body, in large or small patches. The most common sort is called common plaque psoriasis. That's a tongue twister, isn't it? Ha! Huh. Another type is known as pustular psoriasis. Bit easier to say, but a nasty variety that's a bit weepier and crustier and likes making a home on your hands and feet. Did you know both types can affect your nails? Not those kind of nails. Shh. The nails on your fingers and toes. Psoriasis can make nails discoloured and split. Very nasty stuff. So what's causing all this mayhem? Let's zoom in and find out more. Here we can see a patch of normal skin growing. Skin is a bit like a wall made of bricks, but one that's constantly being built. Layers form at the bottom, moving towards the surface, gradually changing as they go, finally dying before they are shed from the surface. This journey normally takes between 3 and 4 weeks. Now let's look at a patch of psoriasis. Wow! That skin is growing super fast. In psoriasis, the rate of turnover is dramatically increased within the affected skin, so that cells are formed and shed in as little as 3 or 4 days. The really weird thing is, we still don't really know why.
It's a mystery.
And although lots of mysterious things can be fun, psoriasis is not fun at all. The scaly bits or plaques can be itchy and flaky and make people who have it worry about how it looks, even though it isn't something you can catch. Not like coughs and sneezes. There isn't a cure for it, but there are ways to treat the condition and keep it under control. Your doctor can give you loads of great tips. Oh, lovely! That means it's time for me to have another cuppa. But don't forget to join us next time when we'll be looking at another skin speciality, plantar warts.
Professor Hallock's Guide to Skin, in association with the British Skin Foundation, the charity for skin disease and skin cancer research. Find out more at britishskinfoundation.org.uk.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.